The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to CIO Talk Radio with your host, Sunjo Gall. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers. Here's Sunjo Gall.
Good morning and welcome to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. When was the last time you visited our website? There is a new community and a blog and all the cool social media stuff, so come in and engage. Today's topic is CIO becoming extinct. Our guests for today's show are Bill Hazer, the Vice President and CIO with Tenneco. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Fine, yourself?
Very good, very good. So how's life treating you?
And life is much improved versus last year. So business is coming back, and we're looking at some substantial growth versus where we were at a year ago.
Great. And we have Yuvi Kocher, who's the CTO and VP of Technology with the Washington Post. Good morning, Yuvi.
Good morning, Sanjo.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well in this rainy Washington, D.C.
So how's the Washington Post treating you?
Well, the Post is doing well. We recently had one of our best quarters in a long time. But, you know, the business is challenging. Our education division has some regulatory challenges. So it's always something new and interesting to keep on.
Beautiful. Now, what you said just now is that it's challenging and it is good to keep busy. Now, here that's what we want to look at, that as a CIO, there are people who are working and they're doing everything else but IT as a role of CIO. What is the very reason why this is morphed, which actually to some extent is self-explanatory, but I would love to hear from you, that why a CIO is made to do things outside of IT more than what they do within IT, and then how do you further expect this job to change for the people who still are doing something related to IT? So let's start with you, Yuvi.
So, you know, information has become critical and completely embedded in practically every business. And information management or information technology has become extremely strategic for every business. Models are built in technology. Information provides insight. So business owners, business leaders have had to get much closer to the information. And I think over the last decades, they have started becoming comfortable with what insights, what reports, what foresight they can glean from information and how strategically important that is. So I think the CIO's role, which used to be much more of a technical person who provided lot of information hand-holding to their peers, is now changing because peers are becoming much more comfortable with information technology systems, with information. And also the technology has improved. I think we've been all waiting for end users to create their own applications with some click on the screen, many 4GL efforts in the past. But I think all those efforts didn't deliver on the holy grail of the solution, but they did move the peg forward, and I think business leaders have comfort in some level of technology.
So, Bill, in your view, based on what you've seen yourself doing and what parts and others, really, do you touch IT as much?
I'd say, well, there is a component of the job that's very IT-centric, but as Yuvi said, information is a key role of IT is really to help the business decide how it wants to do business. And
So that involves understanding the business processes and what IT is capable of doing to enhance those, to make them more optimal. And so I think, you know, a major effort is really working with the business to identify where those opportunities are, and then when those opportunities are identified, you know, how is the business going to change to take advantage of those opportunities? It's much less around the actual programs than around how they're going to be used within the business, and making sure that the business is aligned in terms of, you know, how they're going to change the way they do things.
Now, if we were to look at what is going to happen, irrespective, you see people saying, no, anyway, you're not doing anything related to IT. So anyway, might as well do something. IT function, given, you know, we are going to be outsourcing things. Oh, you know what? Let's find another role, or let's phase out CIO's role. Is that truly, Bill, in your view, something that we can see on the horizon?
I think there's a potential for it. Certainly, you know, if you go back to a traditional CIO role that was 20 years ago, that role, I don't think it really exists today. I think we've already morphed away from that. You know, whether it we create a role that has a different name, or the CIO role evolves into something different, from my perspective, still open for debate. I do think, you know, there are some unique things that the CIO brings to the company in terms of understanding the technology and understanding the business. I think if you have a CIO who doesn't know both, then they're going to have a problem, and probably the person doesn't deserve the title. So you have to have somebody who can help marry that up. And even as things get outsourced, or, you know, more stuff goes to the cloud, there's still the work in terms of how are you going to use those packages, how are you going to integrate those packages, how are you going to manage those providers. So the role is definitely going to evolve pretty dramatically over the next five years, whether it evolves into something completely different than a CIO or just as a continued morphing of the role, I think is still open.
So, Yuvi, in your view, do you think that CIO's role from the get-go was not supposed to be hires, more of someone connecting business and how technology is utilized, and as they come and they go about bringing that coaching or bringing that education to the executive management, after some time, are we done with that education and can we say, guys, can I move on?
So in my view, I think, and like Bill pointed out, the role has morphed. There's a great example within a portion of my team where we are heavily outsourced. And what I see is that my team is 70% business analysts and business engagement folks, and 30% IT and project management. And everything else below that, primarily project management. Everything else below that, programmers, server management, databases, all of that is completely out. So, you know, that has transformed me and that group to be very business focused. We understand, we sit on the strategy tables, we drive strategy development, especially strategy to take. And we manage the outsourcing engagements, which are complex. We have migrated from one vendor to another with lock, stock, and barrel, all the systems. You know, to imagine that a business person who's focused on selling, and is focused on figuring out business models, is going to focus on migrating here from one large vendor to very large set of systems, I think we are not there yet. It's not that easy. It's hard. Fall off the migration ones. Those are very hard decisions to make for a person who really doesn't understand the architecture of networks. So, So I think there's a role there, but much more business.
So if you are talking about the problems that happen, do you think it's not, of course, nobody would create a bug in the system, try to solve these problems, but then is this a problem where the maturity of the organization was never achieved, and that's why we have this recurring problem, and which in a way pulls you back as a CIO? Instead, you could be doing better things. So if we could do the job up front on a foundation level, and then we create the right type of crew, that's, of course, what the goal is, then we could hopefully have an autopilot, and our new initiatives that come, they could be handled with relative ease, and you could move on.
Well, which is the case. You know, I think, and Bill mentioned, we have moved on. You know, we haven't dropped everything we were doing, dropped a lot of what we were doing. And we are doing a lot more on the business side, collaboration around the strengths and weaknesses of the organization from a technology perspective, agility, whether it is opportunities and threats that new technologies present. You know, those are things we work on, and much less on, you know, connecting the wires, like you said. You know, when I was managing a Novell network 20 years ago, literally I had to plug wires and pull wires and do things every day. And I think the IT departments are not doing that to that level anymore.
Bill, to Yubi's point, do you think we have the maturity, or what is the reason why our maturity is like a sine curve? It goes up and then it again comes down when we are not exactly back to square one, but you have to keep hand-holding, and thus not exactly that you are stuck with this job, but you are almost forced to bring yourself down a level or two to handle these problems versus be able to remain strategic and, of course, add more value to the business.
Well, I think there's always the challenge with, you know, getting things right and maturity around that. But there's also the challenge of things are constantly changing. You know, if we look at, you know, what is a typical infrastructure and set of components today versus what it was even 5 years ago, it's shifting radically. So it's not that we didn't get a mainframe right or a Unix system right. It's now that instead of tying it, you know, together versus you know, a direct network with custom programs that we developed ourselves. Now we're linking it into software as a service programs done by a third party, which presents a different set of challenges. And so as the technology evolves and it's changing pretty rapidly, we're constantly facing new challenges in terms of how do we, you know, manage those services. And I agree with UV, those services aren't necessarily mature enough yet that they can, you know, just be purchased and not worry about management. But how do we manage those services? How do we link them together? New sets of challenges that are coming up that require, you know, us to still keep our feet in the IT world in terms of understanding the technology and how it works, and making sure that either we know how to manage people who do that for us as a third party, or we have the staff in-house to do that effectively.
Let's take a quick break, listeners. We'll be right back after these messages. And just try to see how many times actually the change happens at a point where CIO does really need to get involved. And if they are getting involved only a number of times, which is not as frequent throughout the year, for example, why could this not be done by anybody else in the executive management and have to have a CIO role there? Let's stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790.
The experts are here.
Voice America Business Network.
Looking for flexible ways to scale your IT efforts? Then visit www.aval.com today. Aval helps companies find the global IT talent they need to align their IT and business objectives. Whether it's hiring top IT leadership talent or building a reliable technology team, Aval delivers. To find out how Aval can help your company, visit www.aval.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Aval. Avol, delivering global IT talent. That's www.avol, A-V-V-A-L, avol.com. Visit today.
Dialogue is the single most powerful leadership tool we have to make a difference in the world. Leading Conversations with host Cheryl Esposito creates a place for that dialogue. Tune into the Voice America Business Channel every Friday as Cheryl hosts new conversations among leaders from around the world in business, government, art, economics, and social change. We'll explore big ideas and everyday actions and learn how their own leadership has led them to discover a newfound sense of possibility in the world. Leading Conversations with Cheryl Esposito, bringing big thinkers together in conversations that make a difference, right here on the Voice America Business Channel every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Stop wasting time. Get what you want. Live your dream life. The Dream Big Revolution. Imagine having more freedom, better health, more money, happiness. Could your business be more successful? Unless you're living the life you want, you're wasting precious time. Your life is too valuable to waste. Let Leanne Hilgers help you find health, wealth, and happiness. Listen in and live your dream life. Join the Dream Big Revolution. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Seventh Wave Network.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free 1-866-472-5790. Now back to the show. Here's Sanjo Gall.
Welcome back. So we were to explore that how much does the change happen in an organization? How many times do we have to disruptively change in the way the business is running in or IT is running for the CIO to step in and truly show that, yes, with the background that they have with respect to IT management is why they deserve to be in that position or that position should exist? And if it is, it's few and far between, then what is it that they cannot, that anyone else in the executive management team cannot do and have these people be available in a consulting capacity? So, yeah, Bill, what do you think?
Well, I think that it is, the CIO has a new position, you know, to see across the various business units. And I think there are opportunities that position can bring to, you know, leverage best practices from one area to another. Some of that depends on how similar the business units are. I do think that there is also a substantial amount of change in terms of how the business is evolving, in terms of helping the business with strategy, in terms of new technologies that are coming out from an information standpoint, that they can be utilized to help them identify. It definitely has to be a partner, and I do think that the that is a bigger portion of the job. I think the utility portion of IT is getting more reliable, more options in terms of how to make it reliable, so that's becoming a smaller portion of the job.
So you, in your case, would you say that if you could step away, the world would work on an autopilot, and only when the disruption is required is when your pager will trip?
Yeah, actually, you know, it's interesting you ask. My pager doesn't trip anymore. So, and I think that's because operations has become streamlined than it ever was. So a CIO role has become, I think, two things. One is, you know, the governance, the compliance, the risk mitigation, vendor relationships, disaster recovery, fraud related things. You know, very framework kind of things which are broadly applied across the company. You don't want everybody in every business unit to be running around trying to do their own thing, because you have to present a single face to the regulatory organization, SEC, and all of the others. So there's a role there which, you know, which is a very foundation kind of role. And then besides that, I think a lot of the business systems, business is starting to take ownership of, because they drive business model, they want flexibility, they want agility. They want to right-size it to their needs, and, you know, sitting on business systems that are inflexible causes a lot of angst for business owners. And then the other side is commodity services, you know, shared services, HR, payroll, finance, systems and technology support. Especially in a large company like ours, which is very diversified, there's great value to be got from running on a single email solution, from managing large outsourcing slash shared environments, and not having each of the business units worry about those things. Treat them like commodity and let, you know, somebody, and maybe it's the CIO, shared service, to run all of those pieces like a business and offer those services to every part of the mission. So there's, and leverage cloud and all of those services on the back end to make sure that the costs are variable and there is flexibility in terms of who wants to come on and off. So that's where I see the CIO role from an operational perspective. And then I already talked about, you know, collaboration around opportunities and threats from new.
Now, would you say that for whatever reason, in some cases or in some organizations, CIO's role may be shrinking and or it's becoming something which could very well be taken on by other parts or other people on the executive management? Is it more of a reluctance to delve into something new? Is it because it's more than full plate for the other roles anyway? Or you would say that there is a specific skill gap which has never been bridged while the CIO actually existed for somebody else to take this on? So, Bill, what do you think?
I think it's a large part is the, you know, there's the full plate and there's specific skills that the CIO or the organization has developed that can be leveraged over multiple vendor relationships, over multiple systems. And, you know, if you're a general manager of a business, you're more about what's the products you're going to develop, how are you going to sell them. And how are you going to manufacture them? You know, adding one more thing to the plate that doesn't necessarily play directly to that, but is sort of a support function is probably not something you want to do. Now, you may want to, you know, as we get more diversified in terms of what the offerings are and more agile, you may want to have an IT director for each business unit and you know, allow those people to operate with more independence than we've seen with the centralization in the past, but I don't see the in terms of, you know, making sure that the SLAs are in place with your SaaS vendor, making sure the servers are running and you've got the right backups. That's not something that the general manager of a business unit's going to want to spend a lot of time on.
So would you think that at some point the CEO might call you into the office and say, guys, let's sit down and see where is your role going? And let's figure out. So is this something which is being triggered by the CIOs themselves because of half or perhaps paranoia? Another thing is that they really feel that they have done the justice to the role and they have to kind of go above that role? Or is it something which is going to come down hard from the executive management where the CEO are going to pay big dollars for someone who is truly not doing as much?
So I've also seen that, you know, and I have an opportunity to work with a lot of diverse businesses. It also depends on the type of business you're in. So, for example, in our cable business, you know, the CIO there is responsible for running the cable services and the networks behind it and all of the head ends and all the technology business. Now, here's a person who runs the whole operation of the organization from a technology perspective. And I think his partners of sales and marketing and customer service, you know, they all work with him, and he's part of the executive team because cable and technology is really their product. But when you get to an area where, you know, the product is not as severely driven by technology, then there's a real question of, is the CIO position at the executive table, or are the executives of, you know, various business units going to take over some of the technology functions, and then there is a service provider who provides services to them and maybe all the other business units who kind of semi-available to them for some technology questions, but otherwise is just providing commodity services.
No, in your case, UVisa, just the fact that you have a variety, you're able to not exactly justify your role, but you'll be busy enough that nobody would see that role to be shrinking in or not be of any value. Bill, in your case and or other, perhaps a follow-up question that I will have is that, is it the type of organization or is it the size of organization or both which makes the difference in the way a CIO's role is going to shrink or is going to be perceived?
I think it both play a factor. Our organization is global, and it's much less diverse than what UV is talking about. We're basically an automotive and automotive parts supplier. We have different product lines, but the role is evolving because the automotive industry is becoming much more global. It's much more important for us to be able to conduct businesses across the various organizations which are organized regionally. So providing the connectivity, providing a driver to standardize and commonize business processes is still an important part of my role. I would envision if a company had already gotten to that point where they were, running on a single system and had single processes in our organization, then the CIO would definitely be looking for different things to do. I do think, though, that most CIOs are looking for, the opportunities to have, contributions beyond just basic IT services to the business, and that's part of what they're exploring in terms of, where else can I contribute? I've got expertise beyond just, how to configure a server. I've got expertise in terms of helping the business operate more effectively, and how can I leverage that most beneficial way for the business.
So, in your view, can a CIO take a one-month-long vacation and let the business keep running without much of a disruption today?
A one-month-long, I would say it's surely a few weeks.
What would go wrong?
It depends on where you are with the business. Because if you're not, if you're in, let's say, my CIO who runs WashingtonPost.com, there is so much technology work that's going on in that environment. If he took a one-month vacation, I think there would be serious oversight issues, and delivery issues within that organization. Depends on what your organization is. But if you're part of the product, you're in the middle of everything.
So that's what the thing is, that if you have a major overhaul going on, and that's going to always be the case. So in a way, we are saying that whenever there's going to be an overhaul, then CIO's presence is imperative for it to be successful, or if you've enabled and empowered and educated your lieutenants, and if they can do the job, and you can take a one-month vacation, is everything going to come crashing down because of this one individual? If that's the case, then that person has not done their job in the first place.
Right, but that has nothing to do with how the role is changing. That has something to do with that person having strong second level team. Right. That's my view. I don't think that if I'm doing my job right, and if any of my lieutenants can carry on the work while I'm away on vacation, I could be away for 2 months, and it would probably keep going.
So, Bill, in your view, how many times were you able to take yourself out of the picture and watch the game?
Well, I think UV said exactly the right thing. How strong are your lieutenants? In my view, and in terms of how things run in my company, I can take some time off, but somebody is really stepping into my role. I've got some strong lieutenants who can do that for me. If I didn't have somebody who could step in and do that, then probably not take the time off, because it's constant. What are we going to do here? Who's going to drive this? How are we going to get the business to do what it needs to do to optimize that process? But a key thing in terms of stepping away is the quality of the team you have below you. That's, I think, more the driver than.
So would you say that the quality has been maintained and or enhanced over time as with someone like yourself or anyone in your similar situation in their other companies, and that's what's going to drive whether you can take a one-month vacation or perhaps if you win a lottery and you give your 2 weeks' notice, can that organization run without that top CIO role?
Well, I think that's, most of the CIOs I know do spend a fair amount of time in terms of organizational development, and it's one of the things that, if you look at the surveys of CIOs, is a top priority. So I think development of the team is still an important role of the CIO.
Let's take a quick break, listeners. We'll be right back after these messages and talk about things which are evolving with respect to technology, maintenance, acquisition, and disposal. So we do not create in-house applications as much. We do not just go ahead and build everything in-house. We are trying to, we earlier started buying, and then now recently we've started renting it. And the concept of infrastructure as a service, application as a service, security as a service, everything is available as if you could, you know, put a plug into a socket and there you go, you've got that service available. If that is all going to happen and the internet is going to become our data center, what will be left on CIO's plate? Let's explore when we come back. Please stay tuned.
The market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now toll free 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Looking for flexible ways to scale your IT efforts? Then visit www.avol.com today. Avol helps companies find the global IT talent they need to align their IT and business objectives. Whether it's hiring top IT leadership talent or building a reliable technology team, Avol delivers. To find out how Avol can help your company, visit www.avol.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Avol, delivering global IT talent. That's www.avol, A-V-V-A-L, avol.com. Visit today.
Are you looking for a show to help you increase your sales and subsequently your income? Want to know what works and what doesn't? Do you want to have some fun and learn at the same time? Listen for Let's Talk Sales to Increase Your Income with Len and Jack. Yep, it's a long title, but it's designed to educate you, the effective sales professional. Each week, hosts Len DiNincenzo and Jack Cullen will help you stay focused on doing the basics of your trade consistently well. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel.
Have questions about wind power? Listen for the TLG Wind Power Hour with Terry from TLG Wind Power Products. He'll cover the ins and outs of wind energy with you, whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or want a ready-made product. Let Terry give you the know-how and understanding of making wind energy work for you. Terry will share decades of hands-on experience so that you don't have to learn about wind power the hard way. The TLG Wind Power Hour, live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Green Talk Network.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free 1-866-472-5790. Now back to the show. Here's Sunjo Gall.
Welcome back. So infrastructure as a service, applications as a service, security as a service, these are some of those things which are popping up now, and these are the ones type of services in form of a utility that IT is going to be consumed, and more people are moving towards it. What will be left as a result on CIO's plate to truly handle? UV.
So, you know, going back to some of the things I said, another aspect I think Bill touched on, which I would highlight again, is we're moving towards a multi-vendor environment. SaaS providers, I have at least 10 of them hanging on centralized. Somebody needs to manage the integration. Somebody needs to design the integration, to monitor the integration. And somebody needs to monitor the compliance. Governance, taking IDs out and adding new ones. You know, it's sounds simple, and the vendors sell you this bill of goods saying it is no problem, we can set it all up. But as soon as, you know, the project begins, somebody wants IT to start answering the question the vendor's asking. You know, is it going to be a Unicode feed, or is it going to be a ASCII feed, or is it going to be a web services interface? And they come and ask these questions to business folks saying, do you want a web services interface? Does your architecture support it? You know, they start glazing over. So I think there's a role here which is maybe much, you know, much less educational. You know, I don't need to teach my peers on how to use Excel or Word or send emails or look at a spreadsheet or do some analysis. But I do need to take care of architecture issues, governance issues, risk, compliance, and all of those kind of things, which they really don't want to deal with.
So what you just said, you said architecture, you said governance, you said risk. Do we truly not have specific lieutenants whose jobs are to make sure that these specific areas are managed? And when you talk about vendors, somebody has to be yanking their chain for that. You've got vendor relationship management, procurement, sourcing, et cetera. Even those departments exist. So this person, primarily the CIO, is basically doing the governance of these individuals versus those functions. Is that how you would truly say we are doing right now?
Yeah, I think, and that's one aspect. You know, my personal role, it hasn't gotten to just that. But there are those aspects which, you know, which our business folks don't want to understand and don't want to spend the time on. How does a certain architecture increase or reduce risk? How do we know that outsourcing servers to a certain organization, how do we make sure we're meeting safe harbor situations? How do we globally, how do we see data, where does the data sit, which country has what laws? And I think there's a lot of complexity, especially in a diversified business. It can be broadly utilized across all businesses instead of everybody trying to understand the same problems over and over again. I'm on it.
So, Bill, based on what just UV said, how much time would you think a typical CIO, perhaps size would matter in terms of organization, but in most cases, do they truly go into the nitty-gritties of it versus spending most of their time in people management, expectation management, and perhaps engagement management with the business?
I don't think the time percentage changes all that much from what we're doing today. The people doing the job and the skills they need to have in terms of managing that relationship change, but in terms of, you know, do I spend more time managing a third party than I would managing the people who run my own data centers? Probably not, but certainly the director who's responsible now, instead of making sure the servers are running and the databases are reorganized effectively, is managing those services agreements. So a different skill set, a different approach, but if you've got the right people, as you said, a lot of the time goes into how do you develop and manage the organization, and a lot of the value add still comes from, okay, how do you tie those things together, to UV's point, the integration, so that the business still operates effectively and is meeting what it needs to do to be as competitive as possible.
Now, if I were to propose a model where you split the IT team, and based on each individual business unit's function, we give them the required number of IT resources, and they start utilizing them. And CIO essentially becomes a program manager who's making sure that the IT portion is being handled properly. But for the most part, all other things are being handled by those business unit leaders, and those IT folks actually report back to the business unit. And this individual could be a lone warrior, but very effective one, who's going to make sure that the governance is maintained and that program, which we could call as an overarching IT program, is running successfully. Do you think that model is possible given in the new age of the way we are doing everything in a service-based IT delivery?
I think it really depends on how the business wants to operate. If you've got a bunch of very diverse organizations, business organizations within the company, that don't have much in common in terms of how they want to operate, how they compete, what's important to the market. I can certainly see that model being prevalent. If you've got a business that is larger and wants to achieve scale across multiple business units for certain business functions, then I think diversifying and splitting IT up and letting each business unit do its own thing creates a real huge governance process versus how you want to operate the company. So I think the splitting up of IT really depends, again, on how diverse the business is and what you want to do in terms of commonality in terms of business process versus what you want to give each business area freedom to do itself.
So in the utility model, don't you think that the scaling and complexity has been handed over to the vendor now, Yuvi?
So in my case, it's going back to your original description. I mean, that is exactly how our organization is set up for the last 25 years. We've had IT in our business units, and the CIO role in the corporate office has actually not even been of oversight. I think it has been of facilitation. And then building out shared services is what I'm doing, which is when there are commodity common processes, how can we find common vendors who would support those processes outside of our company? We can all benefit from volume buys by reducing cost for the overall. So that's the model we are approaching, and we're looking at email services, we're looking at all kinds of commodity things that we can together outsource and reduce the cost for the overall business. But the general control of business systems remains squarely in the business units. And what we do out of corporate is compliance. And obviously, the big thing is what opportunities open up because of technology. I keep a very, very strong look at what's happening in the market. I'm very engaged with venture capitalists, try and see what new business are hearing, and I'm constantly meeting and feeding that information into the business, and even to business units. I might hand it off, or we might use it in a corporate office if there's a new type of business we're starting that doesn't fit well with any of our existing.
So now once you're done, yeah.
That's the approach in my group. So we've been doing this for 25 years.
So once you're done developing your shared services and handing over that model to the respective business units, do you think your CIO could start looking at the next challenge?
Well, then, either you can become a service provider. You run all these BPOs and maybe shared infrastructure, shared services, manage the vendors, and provide it as a service to the business. So you can truly become a service provider and maybe even outside to the business. You could think of evolving that into some external companies buying services. But, our CIOs are finding positions into businesses where they have much more strategic roles, like chief operating officer, their much broader responsibility than they ever had. So we're seeing both those evolutions, either managing a service area, all businesses, or going into strategic roles with broader responsibility.
Let's take a quick break, listeners. We'll be right back after these messages and look at that. Yes, there is a possibility of CIO to render themselves redundant, which is in a good way that they have really dealt with everything with respect to IT, and they can move to the next role. But what should that role be? And you did touch with respect to what they could potentially do. They have much more knowledge than a CEO, COO, CFO combined, because they're touching everything at operational and strategic level. So could there be a role created just for them? Because, of course, they would not be replacing the COO truly, because that will be like underutilizing what they have really garnered over time in terms of knowledge and expertise. So what is that unique role that could be created for CIO who is redundant in terms of handling IT? Please stay tuned. We'll be right back and we'll explore.
whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Looking for flexible ways to scale your IT efforts? Then visit www.avol.com today. Avol helps companies find the global IT talent they need to align their IT and business objectives. Whether it's hiring top IT leadership talent or building a reliable technology team, Avol delivers. To find out how Avol can help your company, visit www.avol.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Avol, delivering global IT talent. That's www.avol, A-V-V-A-L, avol.com. Visit today.
Money. We love it, we hate it, and everything in between. You can be the master of your life and your own economics. Join Professor Laurie Lamantia each week for the program, Making Peace with Money. Laurie will help you realize the power to create fulfillment in your life and shed new light on your money madness. You'll learn how to make peace with money and feel the joy and freedom renewed in your life. Making Peace with Money is broadcast live every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free 1-866-472-5790. Now back to the show. Here's Sanjo Gall.
Welcome back. So if suppose CIO has done whatever they could do with IT and with the service-based computing, everything has been put in place and life is good, then if they had to move on, of course people start comparing to what role they can assume, and given the depth and the width of the experience and expertise that they've garnered over time within the organization, they actually could be confidently knowing more than a CFO, CEO, and COO combined in many aspects. So would this call for us to remove one of the executive functions and put CIO there, or even better, carve a role which does justice to their knowing more than all of these three roles combined? Bill?
Well, I think the CIO has a very broad perspective on what goes on in the company, and it's definitely a different perspective than the CEO or COO has. It's different areas of focus, and hopefully you've got CEOs and COOs who are very intelligent and do their roles equally as well. So I'm not sure that the CIO has necessarily an advantage or a disadvantage in terms of potentially moving into one of those roles. It definitely, the CIO probably has more perspective in terms of how business actually gets done within the various business units, and that can really be something that the CIO can leverage into, future opportunities or into, expanding his or her current role to help the company become more competitive.
So you, in your way, in your view, what do you think would be the best next evolution for this individual? And in fact, during the break, we were talking about what is that the step-up candidates for CIO's role should already be getting prepared for?
So I think what's out there for most CIOs is getting more engaged in operating. Maybe there's some overlap with the COO position. The COOs are coming more from the customer side, CIO from the technology side. Customer technologies now enabling a lot what a company knows about, how they engage with them, whether networks or chats. So I think one area that does challenge CIOs a lot and is that of marketing. I find that marketing continues to be a difficult area where COOs, how the products get marketed, than the CIOs are. You know, it's just a skill set thing or maybe even a mentality thing. Left brain, right brain kind of thing. And but, you know, when you're saying about step-up positions, I think that you will see CIOs being embedded in the business in strategic roles and much closer to the business than this broad organizational role. Till you're a very one-product or very homogenous kind of organization where CIO live.
Now, if CIO themselves have to understand or try to define whether they're redundant in their current role, that's one thing. But as an organization, we know that many times that may not happen. So can an organization proactively start looking at this role and try to do some sort of a due diligence to see how can we promote a CIO from a CIO's role to something else and make that position redundant, and it should then not exist. So, Bill, what do you think?
Well, as I said earlier, I think the CIO should be looking for areas where they can contribute beyond just IT, and their perspective across the business gives them that opportunity. And whether you're saying it's migrating to a CIO role becomes redundant and they step into the more strategic role you just spoke about, or the CIO role morphs again and becomes, something that includes that, I think is sort of the two options. I think in terms of as you build up, you're really looking at, making sure that you understand, how you can serve the business in terms of improving their performance, improving their competitiveness. It starts with the technology, but obviously as you go through that and you interact with the business, you identify other areas where you can help the business improve, and those are really the things that a CIO should be looking for in terms of advancing the company's benefits by exploring those areas for contribution.
Yuri?
So in my mind, these questions frequently get asked when CIO transitions. Somebody leaves the company, or a major reorg occurs in a company where, let's say you were aligned by region and now you're going to be aligned by country or by product line. I think those are the points where these discussions occur because there's a broad review of what's our organization looking like and what is it going to look like when we change strategically into a new direction. And I think that's when the CIO role or any other role gets reviewed and things evolve. So my view is that these are not things that CEO sits down and says, hold redundant. There's a broader thing going on when our CIO is leaving and now everybody wants to just view, what are we going to control? Do we need it? Do we need senior business exposure? So, I think these, but if you look at the trend, and I've been reviewing a lot of research, the trending is what I talked about. When these transitions occur, companies are either moving the position, giving more responsibility to that position, or they're moving the position into much more shared service kind of role. Those are the options.
Thank you so much, Bill and Yuvi, for your time today. I think it was a great discussion, and it also brings out the reality that, yes, CIO's role is very important, and yes, the service-based offering is going to be the way we will be doing business. There will be a lot of importance that is required to be given to risk security, governance and engagement management with the business, and that's where CIO excels. And perhaps when an organization does see that they need to move on and move them and make this role redundant, they definitely will be looking at CIO to assume a higher responsibility. Thank you so much again. Sure.
Thank you for tuning in to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Join Sunjal Gall next Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific for another hour of CIO Talk Radio.